This is Wade Reske with the Chief Organizer's Report. Finally, some accountability finds O'Keefe. The scurrilous criminal provocateur James O'Keefe and his Project Veritas have finally been reined in after a dozen years of mayhem and damage. Ironically, they're being hobbled by a new sheriff in the public space where many live, Twitter. The latest O'Keefe escapade seems to involve some standard mock confrontation with some guy who heads the Facebook Office of Integrity. Let's just stop for a minute and consider what we're talking with here. Because the only thing that comes to my mind is George Orwell's classic book, 1984, and the use of what he coined as newspeak. As Merriam-Webster defined it, in Orwell's fictional totalitarian state, newspeak was a language favored by the minions of Big Brother, and in Orwell's words, designed to diminish the range of thought. Newspeak was characterized by the elimination or alteration of certain words, the substitution of one word for another, the interchangeability of parts of speech, and the creation of words for political purposes. If it's not doublespeak or newspeak for O'Keefe to call something Project Veritas, which is based in traffic in lies, not Veritas, the Latin for truth, or Facebook of all companies to have something and someone at an office of integrity in a company that has almost none, then I don't know what is. Both of these operations seem to want us to live in their own version of a totalitarian, corporate-controlled, and corporate-thought-regulated 1984. I would say that I'm digressing, but I'm not sure I believe that. Anyway, Twitter permanently banned Project Veritas, citing their repeated disclosure of people's personal information despite repeated warnings. In more good news, they temporarily suspended O'Keefe himself for the same until he deleted the post. He claims he appealed and was denied and now refuses to delete, so with any luck, he's permanently banned as well. About time that they receive their just desserts, even though I'm sure they will find other avenues for their mischief, although even Fox News might hesitate a bit now in this new climate. I wish I didn't feel like they are doing the right thing for the wrong reason or something like that. Twitter shouldn't allow misinformation, which is O'Keefe's specialty, but are they the police? And if so, what are the laws in their kingdom? Twitter also says that Trump is banned permanently, even if he runs for president in 2024. Instagram, owned by Facebook, banned Robert Kennedy Jr. for his crazy anti-vaccine rants as well. None of these guys were new problems, so I'm uneasy about whether these companies are just walking around with their finger in the air to see which way the wind is blowing in social media world, or there are any bright lines governing these actions. O'Keefe, Trump, Kennedy Jr. are all a special breed of unaccountability, seeped in impunity and balderdash, but so are Twitter, Facebook, and the like. Governments at least have a process that pretends transparency and accountability, answerable finally to the public. So why aren't they doing this job rather than all of us left at the whims of private actors and big corporations? This is Wade Rathke for questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.